Chazal decide for us to say twice a day from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul until Hoshana Rabbah or Shmini Atzeret the capital Tehilim LeDavid Hashem Ori VeYishi twice a day. And the Mishnah Berurah in Paro Gaftu bring all the shitot ונוהגים במדינותינו מראש חודש אלול עד יום הכיפורים לומר בכל יום אחר גמר התפילה מזמור לדוד השם אורי ואישי בוקר וערב ואומרים אחריו קדיש ואנו נוהגים לומר עד שמיני עצרת ועד בכלל. My first question is, why Chazal pick specifically this capital Tehillim for us to say twice a day from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Simchat Torah? What is so special about this capital Tehillim? We have many Pirkei Tehillim from the beginning to the end. The Prakim talk about Tshuva. For example, capital Nul Aleph, David HaMelech talk about his private tshuva, about how to make tshuva, is why Chazal picks specifically this Perek Tehillim. Moreover, when we look carefully in David Hashem Ori Veishi, in the first paragraph in front of us, clearly, what stands in front of the eyes of David HaMelech, when he writes this capital Tehillim, is the psukim in the Torah before and after Chet HaEgel. And I would like to show this in different ways. First, David HaMelech say, in first paragraph, Pasuk Gimel, you can put line, Im tachane alai machane, lo ira libi, im takum alai milchama, bezot ani botech. David HaMelech talk about machane and milchama. When Yoshua bin Nun wait to Moshe Rabbeinu 40 days beside Har Sinai, he really don't know what going in the camp. He don't know in the meantime Am Yisrael don't have patience and they make the egel. Moshe Rabbeinu know because HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him Lech Red. Am Yisrael definitely know because it's exactly what they do. Only one person don't know anything, and he is Yoshua. When he walk in with Moshe Rabbeinu in the third paragraph, Pasuk Yudzayin, Vayishma Yoshua et kol ha'am bereo, Vayomer el Moshe, kol milchama b'machane. Yoshua feel what going in the camp is war, kol milchama b'machane. Exactly same, David HaMelech say, im tachane alai machane, im takum alai milchama. משה רבינו אף תחת העגל סייטו הקדוש ברוך הוא עם פרו גפור פסוק י"ח ויאמר הרי נינה את כבודך קדוש ברוך הוא please explain me a little bit more about you what I have less questions and more answers about the way how you run this world הרי נינה את דרכך. דוד המלך say exactly same in the first paragraph, you can also put line פסוק י"א two line before the end הרי השם דרכך. Explain me more about your system. What to help me to understand you a little bit more. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu? I'm sorry, lo tuchal lirot et panai. I cannot explain you who I am, what I do, ki lo irani ha'adam v'chai. Pasuk kaf alef, paro gafor, v'yomer Hashem, inei makom iti, v'nitzavta al atzur, wait in some place, and when I will pass, and the pasuk of bet, parog afor, v'sakoti kapi alecha ad ovri. It means, you will see, you will understand, a little bit more, but not too much more. V'raita et achorai, upanai lo ira'u. And all this will take place, where? Nitzavta al atzur. Exactly same, David HaMelech in paragraph 1, end of pasuk A, when he say, ki itzpeneni b'suko b'yom raya stireini, בסתר רועלו, בצור ירוממני. Moreover, and this is ממש פילי פלאים, and make this more clear, משה רבינו אפטר חטא העגל mentioned first time יוד ג' מידות של רחמים, שם השם כאל רחום וחנון. אין לדוד השם מורי ואישי. We find 13 times שם השם יוד ק' ו' ק'. And שם השם יוד ק' ו' ק' represent מידת הרחמים. 13 times. No more and no less. Also similar to 13 מידות of רחמים, what Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned after חטא העגל. Is we see clearly what stay in the front of David המלך. ונראה את זה קפיטל תהילים לדוד השם הורי ואישי, זה פסוקים את זה תורה before and after חטא העגל. Is obviously, דוד המלך would like to give us interesting perspective or aspect about חטא העגל, what we not recognize many times when we learn all the סוגיה of חטא העגל. My second question is, what is the new perspective about חטא העגל? What David המלך would like to teach us, what many times we not recognize when we learn all this parasha of חטא העגל. This is our second question. Again, when David המלך right, capital Tehillim, לדוד השם הורי ואישי, would stay in front of his eyes, the psukim before and after חטא העגל, and we know all the psukim, we learn this in the elementary school, in the cheder, in the high school, with all the מפרשים, is obviously we know exactly what happened before and after חטא העגל, but still, Moshe, but still, דוד המלך would like to give us other perspective, what we not recognize every time about חטא העגל, and is very, very relevant for us in our daily life. Is my second question is, what kind of perspective David HaMelech would like to teach us about חטא העגל, what we not recognize many times when we learn all the psukim about חטא העגל. This is question number 2. Question number 3. In paragraph 5 we find very very interesting nevuah what come from יחזקאל הנביא. And the nevuah says follow. ואתה בן אדם, קח לך לבנה ונתת אותה לפניך, וחכות עליה עיר את ירושלים. קדוש ברוך הוא say to יחזקאל, take big stone, engrave in the stone the city of ירושלים, with wall around, put soldiers outside from the wall, will also with all the preparation of army before they go to war, all the tankim, helicopterim, all the guns, what all the soldiers need to fight against the city, put all of them outside of the wall of Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim himself, when you engrave in the stone the city of Yerushalayim, build houses and people on one side, in the middle of the city, make wall from metal, you stay on one side, and all the city will stay in the other side, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him, Oti lebet Israel. And this is sign for Am Israel. I read the psukim inside, paragraph 5, ואתה בן אדם, קח לך לבנה, ונתתה אותה לפניך, וחכות עליה, engrave in the stone here at ירושלים, ונתת עליה מצור, put soldiers around the city, what they would like to walk into the city, ובנית עליה דק, build some ramp, what soldiers can claim to the top of the wall, ושפכת עליה סוללה, ונתת עליה מחנות, ושים עליה קרים סביב, put soldiers around, ואתה קח לך מחוות ברזל, take piece of metal, ונתת אותה קיר ברזל, and put this wall from metal בינך ובין העיר, between you and all the city, והכינות את פניך אליה, והייתה במצור, וצערת עליה, אותי לבית ישראל. My third question is, what exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from יחזקאל הנביא? Every nevuah is for good and forever. Every nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only talk when he sent Navi to the generation what listen to the Navi, is for all the generations until the end of the days. Is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly want from Yechezkel to teach us. to build city of Jerusalem, soldiers and army around the wall, to put a wall for metal between Yechezkel and all the city. What exactly all this nice Lego, what Yechezkel and Avi need to build, come to teach us and relevant for us? This is the three questions what I would like to raise. And B'siyata Dishmaya Gdola, we will see something pilei plain. What really will prepare us in other aspect to the special days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, בזאת השם הבאים עלינו לטובה. Is again short and clear. Question number one. Why Chazal pick specifically capital Tehilim Kavzal לדוד השם הורי ואישי for us to say twice a day from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Simchat Torah, until Shmini Atzeret? What is unique about this capital Tehilim more from any other Pirkei Tehilim who talk directly from the beginning to the end about Tshuva? Question number two. What kind of aspect about Chet HaEgel David HaMelech want to teach us through David HaShem Uri Vishi, what we find many psukim, what is similar to the psukim about Chet HaEgel before and after, what exactly he want to teach us about Chet HaEgel, what we not recognize many times. And the last question is, what Yechezkel HaNavi need to teach us, what we learn from the conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yechezkel HaNavi about the city of Yerushalayim, what he going to engrave in the stone, and all the wall around, and the soldiers around from outside, and the wall from metal, what take place in Yerushalayim. So to answer all these three questions, we will start with a very interesting story in the Tanakh. We mentioned this story one time before in one of the other shiurim. I bring this only to open from this story, and we will continue to take this to new place, what we see how is relevant for us. In paragraph 6, we find in Melachim Bet, very terrible story about the woman, Ataliah. והתליה הם החזיהו ראתה כמת בנה, ותקם ותאבד את כל זרע הממלכה. Ataliah relates in some way to the family of Bei David. She have one son, and the goal of Ataliah, this son will come the king. She is part of the family, and she really wants he will come king. From some reason, he passed away. She was a very tough woman. She have armies, she have soldiers, and she decides, she have the names of all the family of Bei David. She decides to kill all of them. Why? Because she say, if my son cannot come the king, no one will lead Am Israel from this family. She take all of them to big room, and she start to sacrifice one after the other. One baby, very young, few months old, also stay in this room full with blood. His sister recognized, thank God nothing happened to him. She wait until all the murderers will leave the place. When they leave the place, she walk in, she take him outside, she clean him, and now she have major problem where she can put him. She want to save him because he is only one what left from all the family of Bei David. She go to ask advice from Yehoyada HaKohen HaGadol. Yehoyada HaKohen HaGadol say the best place is in Kodesh HaKodoshim. In Kodesh HaKodoshim, everyone know. No one can walk in. Except Kohen Gadol one time here in Yom Kippur, only for a short time. Somebody else walk in, including Kohen Gadol, in any other time of the year, he can die on the spot. This is the best place to keep him with a nurse, with a babysitter. He will growing, he will eat, he will sleep in this place. And this is the way how he growing in this place 7 years, days and nights, 24/7. David HaMelech in Ruach HaKodesh see about his future, and he recognizes exactly what's going to happen. And he said to David HaShem Ori Vishi, Ki Tzpeneini Besuko Beyom Ra'a, in very sad and difficult day, Beyom Ra'a Yastireini Beseter O'alo. HaKodesh Baruch Hu, in very terrible day in the future, will save all my future. This is what David HaMelech said. And we know this nevuah take place about who? About this baby. The name of this baby is Yoash. This is the name of this baby. In age of 7, Yoyada HaKohen decide this is the right time to take him outside. He talked to the few head of the army, what all the ears still keep relationship with Yoyada HaKohen, and they listen to him all the time. He tells them, I would like to take him outside, this is the right time, to show to Am Israel, one of the families survived, we will support them, and we will start a new page about leadership in Am Israel. Fun. The big special day, what a lot of people come to Beit HaMikdash. They take out Yoash from Kodesh HaKodeshim, and the Posuk say, in paragraph 9, ויוצא את בן המלך, וייתן עליו את הנזר ואת העדות. He take him outside from קודש הקודשים. He put off his head crown, נזר is mean crown, ואת העדות, what is mean עדות. As Chazal explained, all the history, people really want to lead us, Am Israel. And they say we part of the family of Beit David, and we deserve this position to come king. We deserve the crown. All these people would say, we deserve the crown and to lead Am Israel. We said to them, please, arrive to Beit HaMikdash. We have a very special crown. Put the crown of your head. If the crown fit exactly your head, this is a sign you deserve this position. If the crown come a little bit bigger and fall off your soldier, off your shoulders, this is a sign you not deserve this position. And in this moment, these people feel very embarrassed. They have tremendous embarrassment, these people, because everybody recognizes and not relate to this position. From this reason, many people, in the last moment, decide not to pass, not to take this test, because the war is if we not pass. This baby boy, 7 years old, Kita Aleph, Yoyada HaKohen put him on a big chair, put the crown of his head, and the crown, step by step, fit exactly the size of the head of Yoash. Everybody knows for sure he survived from the family. He deserves the position. Everybody very excited. The Pasuk say in paragraph 9, ויוצא את בן המלך ויתן עליו את הנזר ואת העדות, וימליכו אותו, וימשכו, ויקעו חף, ויאמרו יחי המלך. ותשמע עתליה את כל הרצים. עתליה in shock, she not believe one survived from the family, because she have the list of all the names, and she knows she bring all of them to this big room, and the soldiers what she have, kill all of them, ותבוא אל בית השם, ותראה והנה המלך עומד על העמוד, כמשפט, is mean he deserves this position, because the crown exactly fit his head, והשרים והחצוצרות אל המלך, everyone around him, וכל עם הארץ שמח ותוקע בחצוצרות, ותקרא את עליה את בגדיה, ותקרא קשר קשר, she started to say this cannot happen, this is not true, but Yoyada HaKohen, in very calm way, say to the soldiers what he have, to take Ataliah outside, and to kill Ataliah out from Beit HaMikdash. Why? He really don't want, she will make all Beit HaMikdash place of Tumah, and they kill Ataliah outside from Beit HaMikdash. Immediately after, Yoash comes the king. He is 7 years old. 7 years old to come king is not so easy. He's obviously, Yoyada HaKohen lead Am Israel. He teach Yoash exactly how to get the skill for the future to lead Am Israel. Yoyada HaKohen, thank God, because he saved all the kingdom in Am Israel, a very, very long life. He passed away in age of under 30. In the meantime, Yoash growing, he by himself can lead Am Israel, and Am Israel very appreciate Yoyada HaKohen, and they bury him with all Malchei Beit David in Ir David, to appreciate how he saved all the leadership in Am Israel. Immediately after Yoyada HaKohen passed away, in paragraph 11, Vayizkan Yoyada ויזבא ימים וימות בן 130 שנה במותו ויקברו בעיר דוד עם המלכים כי עשה טובה בישראל. Appreciate and the burial is all the kings of David, because he saved all the future, all the leadership in Am Israel ועם האלוקים וביתו. Now, Pasuk Yudzan. This is very, very interesting Pasuk. Ve'acharei mot Yehoyada. After Yehoyada passed away, Ba'u Sarei Yehuda, all the cabinet of Yoash, come to his palace, Ve'ishtachabu Lamelech. They accept his leadership. Because until this moment, we can say they don't have any choice. Because who stay above Yoash? Yehoyada HaKohen HaGadol. And everybody have tremendous respect to Yehoyada HaKohen HaGadol. Is we really don't know if they have respect to Yehoyada HaKohen HaGadol or they have respect to Yoash. In this moment, after Yehoyada HaKohen passed away, everyone accept the leadership of Yoash. But the Pasuk end, as Shama HaMelech Aleim. And he listened. Obviously, he listened. They talked to him. And thank God he's a healthy man. Why he will not listen? Why is the Pasuk end and say, as Shama HaMelech Aleim? When we talk to somebody, definitely he listened. Or also we listen to other people. Why is the Pasuk need to say this? Come Chazal and tells us. And soon we will see this inside. All the cabinet of Yoash come and say to him, Yoash, we want to tell you something. You abnormal person. You the son of God. You growing 7 years in Kodesh HaKodeshim. You eat, you sleep, you play, you stay all the time. No one walk into this place except Kohen Gadol one time a year for a short time. And you walk into this place for 7 years. You the son of God. We really want to make you God. For us, you represent God in this world. And we would like to put your statue all over and to serve you. As Shama HaMelech Aleim, he say, you know what? I'm not saying about this. This is look right. I'm abnormal person. I'm the son of God. Okay. I will make myself God. Look in Chazal, in paragraph 12. Paro היה אחד מדלת בני אדם שעשו עצמם אלוהות והראו לנפשם. Four people in the history. Phil, they God. ואלו הם, חירם מלך צור, is one, מבוחד נצר, מלך בבל, פרו, מלך מצרים, ויואש, מלך יהודה. He walk in to this list, פרו, מבוחד נצר, חירם, also יואש, מלך יהודה. And I skip six lines before the end of the paragraph, paragraph 12, close to the end. Yoash, minayin, six lines from the end up. Yoash, minayin, she'asa atzmo Eloah, dechtin, ve'acharei mot Yehoyada, ba'u sarei Yehuda, ve'ishtachavu lamelech, az shama ha'melech aleihem. Ma'u ve'ishtachavu lamelech, she'asa'u Eloah. וישתחוו למלך, זה bow down. They not only appreciate his leadership. They bow down and say, we want to make you our God. ויאמרו לו, אמרו לו, אילולי שאתה אלוה, if you not the son of God and you by himself have genes of God, לא היית יוצא לאחר 7 שנים מבית קודשי הקודשים. If you not son of God, you will never leave אליי, from this place, קודש הקודשים. אמר להם ככו, this is true, וקיבל על עצמו להעשות אלוה. And he make himself God. Now, back to paragraph 11. פסוק י' ח', end of the second line. ויעזבו את בית השם אלוהי אבותיהם, ויעבדו את האשרים ואת העצבים, ויהי קצף על יהודה בירושלים באשמתם זאת. וישלח בהם נביאים, הקדוש ברוך הוא סן נביאים, to wake us up, to go back to the right way, להשיבם אל השם, ויעידו בם, ולא האזינו. All the נביאים talk to us, nobody listen. Everybody feel, יואש is a representative of God in this world. ורוח אלוקים, פסוק כף, לבשה את זכריה, בן יהוידע הכהן, ויעמוד מעל לעם, when Kohen Gadol stay above Am Yisrael one time a year. When? In Yom Kippur. Everybody watching. Everybody look exactly what he do from early in the morning until he go back home after Yom Kippur. And he takes this opportunity and he say to all Am Israel, what arrived in Beit HaMikdash, ויאמר להם, כה אמר האלוקים, למה אתם עוברים את מצוות השם? ולא תצליחו, כי עזבתם את השם, ויעזוב אתכם. How you can make you ask God? He's normal person, same as everyone. This is great opportunity, Yom Kippur, make now tshuva. And what is the reaction of all the people who listen to what Zechariah say? Some of them run quickly to Yoash and say to him, look how Zechariah, the son of Yoyada HaKohen, talk against you. He say you're not God. He say you're a normal person. Immediately, Yoash, in Yom Kippur, send his people to Beit HaMikdash to kill Zechariah. ויקשרו עליו וירגמו אבן במצוות המלך בחצר בית השם. ולא זכר יואש המלך החסד אשר עשה יהוידע אביו אמו ויהרוג את בנו, וכמותו אמר ירא השם וידרוש. Unbelievable. זכריה, son of יהוידע הכהן. יואש kill him in בית המקדש. יהוידע הכהן save the life of יואש. What kind of thank you he say to him? He kill his son in Beit HaMikdash. In Yom Kippur. This is look very terrible. It means what we learn from all this story in Chazal, in his Pesukim, and his Chazal, how they explain to us, somebody can going in Kodesh HaKodoshim, but it's not guaranteed he will going in the right way. To walk in to Beit HaMikdash, to Beit HaKnesset, to Beit HaMidrash, and to sit, and to learn, and to growing, and to get a lot, is not guaranteed from nothing. People can sit 7 years in Kodesh HaKodashim. No one has this opportunity how you usher. Kodesh HaKodashim. And look what he do. Later. But exactly what happened to Yoash happened to us. Us is mean not the women's, the men's. In Chet HaEgel. Shlomo HaMelech say, V'isha b'chol ele lo matzati. Not one woman give any ring for Chet HaEgel. No one. All the kesef v'zahav what they have for Chet HaEgel, the men, what they take from Egypt, they give for Aaron to make the egel. But what happened? Because what they do. Because Chet HaEgel. We stay 40 days before Chet HaEgel in also in Kodesh HaKodoshim. In Kodesh HaKodoshim. We stay so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a special gift. He bring us opportunity. He give us opportunity to stay alive for good forever. Forever. Exactly how Adam HaRishon had before he ate from the tree. And the post says this clearly, אני אמרתי, אלוקים אתם, זה קבלת התורה. 40 days after, אכן כאדם תמותון, חטא העגל. We have great opportunity to stay for good forever and to go back to the level of Adam HaRishon before he ate from the tree. 40 days after, everything is destroyed. Everything is destroyed. Come, David HaMelech and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, אחת שאלתי, מאת השם. I ask you, what I ask you. I understand, to growing in בית השם, if it's בית המקדש, if it's קודש הקודשים, או בית כנסת, או בית מדרש, in any special spirituality place, I know it's big chance, it's big opportunity, to get a lot, with us, for good. But also, it's a big risk. If we don't know how to use exactly what we get in the right way. And to do with this the right thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, give me the chance, not the risk. Give me the knowledge and the skill to know exactly what to get. How to get. How to bring this to my life. Not what I get to give to myself to pass beside me. This will come part for me. And I will know how to use this for good. This is what David HaMelech asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a connection between Chet HaEgel to Le David Hashem Ori Veishi. The perspective of David HaMelech understand in this terrible Chet HaEgel, what Chazal come and tells us, every tragedy from the moment of Chet HaEgel until the end of the days, part of the tragedy is because Chet HaEgel. וביום פוקדי ופקדתי. Every time in הקדוש ברוך הוא punish, we have some flavors from חטא העגל. What is mean? The reason is, we not use what we get in the right way. Now, we understand why Chazal decide for us twice a day, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Simchat Torah. To say to David Hashem Uri Veishi. This time of the year is a very unique time. Elul, time of tshuva, no question about Rosh Hashanah, the days between Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah. In all these days, something happened to us in the positive way. We get, everyone get in different time, but we feel sometimes moments, maybe more or less, something moved by us. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chazal want for us to ask, please, give me the skill and the knowledge to take all these special days with me through the year, through the next year. We're in the front of Tafshin Ayin. We're in the front of New Year. Please, give me to take all this with me after the holidays over. Not to say after the holidays over, thank God, אחרי החגים, אומרים בעברית. אחרי החגים, the holidays is over, back to the business. No, I would like to take this with me to the new year. To feel more freedom in my עבודת השם in this coming year. תו שיניים, סיגנאו, תהיה שנת עצמאות. תהיה really year of freedom in עבודת השם. קודש ברוך הוא, I would like, give me the knowledge, the skill, to take this with me through the year. From this reason, we say this twice a day. And you know, it's so interesting. What happened to us from the time when we start to say Slichot? Some people, Rosh Chodesh Elul, some Minogim, some week before Rosh Hashanah, until Simchat Torah. We start to say Slichot, we open Aron HaKodesh, for Shema Koleinu. In Slichot. How long does it take Shema Koleinu? 2 minutes? More or less? We continue to Rosh Hashanah, we open Aron HaKodesh for more time. We have many piyutim, what we say in Chazarot HaShatz, Aron HaKodesh stay open for 5 minutes sometimes, 10 minutes. We arrive in Yom Kippur, Aron HaKodesh is open, all Ne'ila. All Ne'ila, from the beginning to the end. We arrive in Sukkot, we not only open Aron HaKodesh, we also take the Sefer Torah, somebody stays with the Sefer Torah besides the Bima, and everybody go around with the Dalet Minim, one time, one circle. Hoshana Rabbah, 7 times. Simchat Torah. We not only open Aron HaKodesh. We not only take the Sefer Torah and we stay with the Sefer Torah beside the Bima. We hug the Sefer Torah, we dance with the Sefer Torah. Because the goal is to know to take the Torah and to bring the Torah to our daily life. To bring the Torah to our daily life. Torah is not subjects what we learn. We come, we get a lot of information, we genius, we unique. Torah is life. Life, life. Torah give a lot of chance. But sometimes, also is risk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu achat shalti. Shivti bevet Hashem. Help me to take this with me. Kol yimei chayam. But, when David HaMelech ask, Shivti bevet Hashem, I understand, and you also, I'm sure, after to say שבתי בבית השם, סליחה, after to say אחת שאלתי מעת השם, you need to continue and say what? שבתי בבית השם. בדוד המלך, what he say? אחת שאלתי מעת השם, אותה אבקש. What does mean אותה אבקש? If I ask something from you, immediately I tell you what I would like, correct? You also exactly say. But the פסוק say, אחת שאלתי מעת השם, not immediately after, שבתי בבית השם כל ימי חיי. אחת שאלתי מעת השם, אותה אבקש. Why David HaMelech say twice? אחת שאלתי, אין אותה אבקש. This exactly same. Why I need to repeat himself? פילי פלאים. דוד המלך not repeat himself. אחת שאלתי, we explain exactly what is meaning. What is אותה אבקש? This bring us to the נבואה of יחזקאל, what we mentioned before. הקדוש ברוך הוא say to יחזקאל, I want to teach you something. Go to teach this Am Israel. And if we will remember this, nothing wrong and bad can happen. He said to Yechezkel, he's followed. Take stone, build the city of Yerushalayim. Make wall around the city. In the city himself, put wall for metal. You stay on one side, Am Israel stay on the other side. Outside of the wall, put army with soldiers. Army with soldiers outside is the army of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar arrived in Yerushalayim in 10 בטבת. He started to stay with the soldiers around the city 3 years until 17 בתמוז. 3 years after, he walked into the city and it took him exactly 3 weeks to destroy the city of Yerushalayim. But what he do in these 3 years? In these 3 years, Nebuchadnezzar, with a strong army what he had, they try day after day, 24/7, day after day, hour after hour, to break the wall of Yerushalayim and to walk in. And they try to do this in different ways. Come on, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and say to Yechezkel, go teach Am Israel, we have other wall. The wall in the city. We divide between me, Kodesh Baruch Hu, say to Am Israel, and you represent me, he said to Yechezkel. But this wall is from metal. What is the difference between wall from metal and wall from stone? Wall from stone, this is wall, what, if you do anything in the one side of the wall, this cannot affect the other side. For example, if you make fire in the one side of the wall, to do something for yourself, this fire cannot affect anything in the other side, because this is wall from stone. Fire don't do anything to stone. But if the wall is from metal, and you put a little bit fire in one side, what happens in the other side? People who stay in the other side, step by step, start to feel warm, because the metal delivers the warm to the other side. Correct? Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Yechezkel, go teach Am Israel, the wall what stay between them to me is from metal, is not from stone. First I say this to you, Yechezkel, talk to them. Talk to them again and again, in different way. Don't tell them what I say to you one time, walk into the big shul, or big besmedrash, Teh HaKadosh Baruch Hu send me to tell you, wake up, make tshuva, ta-ta-tam, finish. No! Talk to them again and again. And never feel you talk to the wall. Because the wall is not from stone. If the wall would divide between me to Am Israel is from stone, you really can feel you talk to the wall and you give up. But I come to teach you, the wall will divide between you and Am Israel, between me and Am Israel, what you represent me, is from metal. Talk to them. Talk again, in different way. Every time when you talk, you make the wall a little bit more warm. More warm, and you will see, one day, all the wall will melt, and we can stay together. This, I say to you, and go and teach Am Israel exactly the same. Tell them never to give up. Sometimes people come and say, come on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With all the respect to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can I talk to you in a simple way? Give me a break. What you want for me? To make tshuva of this chet or other chet? You know me. I try again and again. So many years. Give me. I cannot do this. I will try to do something else. How is the pasuk say? One more minute. We'll move 1 minute to the last page. Paragraph 16. Pasuk Yud. Pasuk Yud. 3 lines from the end of the paragraph. Ve'ata ben Adam. אמור לבית ישראל, כשבוך הוא שאול סתו יחזקל, ליתר, עם פרק למד ג', ואתה בן אדם, אמור אל בית ישראל, כן אמרתם לאמור, כי פשעינו וחטותינו עלינו, ובם אנחנו נמקים, ואיך נחיה? If Am Israel will come and say to you, we cannot make תשובה, we give up, we so deep in the chet, we so deep in the עבירה, זה עבירה, finish, destroy everything. No chance for us to change anything. Go tell them. פסוק י' א'. אמור עליהם, חי אני נאום השם. הקדוש ברוך הוא swear to us. חי אני. אם אכפוץ במות הרשע, כי אם בשוב רשע מדרכו וחיה, שובו שובו מדרככם הרעים, ולמה תמותו בית ישראל. You know when we say this pasuk? End of Ne'ilah. End of Ne'ilah. We say this pasuk. After all the 40 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to us 5 minutes before we say Oseh Shalom Imromav. Don't forget. I swear you. What make difference between you and me. What divide between you and me is wall from metal. You can melt this wall. Never give up. Everything what you try a little bit, is made this a little bit more warm, a little bit more, more warm, until it's melt completely. In Yerushalayim, this story say to me, the son of Reb Aryeh Levin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He heard this story directly, not only from his father, from the person who would say this story to his father. When he was young, his father said to him to come to the Shtiblach in Mea Shearim in Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. To daven with him. He asked him, Abba, what is special in Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach to daven in the Shtiblach in Mea Shearim? More from any time in the year, why are you going this day? Because somebody read Shir HaShirim. Somebody read Shir HaShirim. In the way how he read Shir HaShirim, he say, I feel this is for me, כמו יום כיפר. He read with so much feeling and excitement. Come. Fine. He listened Shir HaShirim from the Baal Koire in a very unusual way. When he end, the barrier walk into this person and say to him, I recognize when you come to the pasuk, Inach yafa ra'ayati. Inach yafa. Kodesh Baruch Hu talk about us, Am Yisrael, how we look beauty and gorgeous. Einaich yonim. Your eyes look same with yonim. Doves. Exactly. And he start to cry for a few minutes. He say to him, tell me what you have to cry. If God, in this world, and I chionim. Because Baruch Hu say, how special, how unique. It's not anything wrong about us. Not anything sad. Why you crying so much in this person? He never give him answer. Year after year, one day, he find them in the street, in Yerushalayim. He say to him, no, maybe now give me the explanation. He said to him, okay, now I will tell you the explanation. He say, I was moyel. In Russia, 40 years ago, at the time when people in Russia cannot keep no Shabbos, no Yom Tov, no Pesach, and I get invitation to make Bris Mila in one of the neighborhood, what I really not believe, Jewish people live in this place. And if Jewish people live in this place, they really want to make Bris Mila to the children. I believe this is some shtick from the KGB, what they really want to catch me and to send me to Siberia. He's taking me to check this invitation few weeks. Few weeks. Kuach nefesh. I need to check. It's my life. After a few weeks I understand this is real invitation. I walk into the house. See the mother, father, baby, one relative. When I walk in, I see the mother. She's very nervous. I understand. She's worried. If somebody knows about this, she also can stay in Siberia with a baby, with a father, with a husband. understand, I don't say one word. I finish the brit. Before I announce the name of the baby, I put the diaper of the baby. She takes the baby from my hand. She starts to kiss the baby in abnormal way. I don't say one word. I wait a few minutes. I understand she is completely not normal, but I don't say one word. After a few minutes, she said to me, please, take the baby, make the bracha, give him name. After this, again, she takes the baby and she walks into the other room. I decide anyway to wait a few hours to see if everything is okay, because I cannot come to this place every few days. In the meantime, I start to talk to the husband and the other relative. Maybe something wrong with the wife. We can give some help. I say, no, my wife is okay. Me'achuz. What do you mean she is okay? Look how she reacts. Say, you know, this baby is 5 months old. She promised. She swear. From the first day when this baby born, she never give him one time kiss until she find moel to make Brit Milah. Because she never want to give up this mitzvah. This is the first time after 5 months of this baby born, what she give him kiss. You understand what happened? I say to myself, when I heard this story, all the people in Russia stay where? Me'achorei Masach HaBarzel. איך אומרים מסך הברזל באנגלית? Good. מאחורי מסך הברזל. And people stay in the other side. Some people pray for them. Some people make mitzvahs for them. Some people make rally. Everyone makes something. And we feel, in this time, 30 years ago, we talk to the wall. But what we recognize, this is wall from metal. It makes the other side warm. Make people in the other side to Moser Nefesh for Brit Milah, for Shabbos, for Pesach. And in one day, boom, all the wall from metal melt. And the doors has come open. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and teach us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say to us, we never allow to feel anything stuck between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we really have this kind of feeling, we need to feel this only wall from metal. If it's only wall from metal, we can make him warm. And warm, and we can melt this wall and to stay and look face to face to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come, David HaMelech, and say, Achat she'alti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I ask you one favor. What I ask you, give me the chance, the opportunity, what Bet Midrash, what Bet Knesset, what any holy place give, to take this with me, through my life, through the year, but also, Ota Avakesh. This is what I ask. I ask again. Avakesh is me again, and again, and again. Not one time. And I give up. Because I know every time when I ask, every time when I pray, every time when I try again, everything what we need. And I feel something stuff is not black between us. It's not walk straight. No, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know. If something stuff is from metal, and I will melt. This word, medal, wall of medal, Ota Avakesh. This is what David HaMelech asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From this reason, delay playing, Rabbi say, from this reason, delay playing. Nebuchadnezzar, what? Walk into Bet HaMikdash, and he sees the blood of Zechariah. You know what happened to Zechariah? Remember from 15 minutes ago? This blood in Bet HaMikdash still stay fresh. Years. Nebuchadnezzar, the head of the army of Nebuchadnezzar walking, recognize something about this blood is different. I make this very quickly. He killed of this blood thousands and thousands of people. Until he says, Zechariah, come back to the normal. If not, I continue to kill all of Israel. In this moment, this blood come back to the normal. Nebuchadnezzar in shock. Completely. He said, wow, this kind of nation, this people, I leave everything, and he converts. Convert, probably don't say he is Nebuchadnezzar, because if he say nobody will accept him, he is convert. Who come out from Nebuchadnezzar? The Gemara continues, tells us, Rabbi Meir. I don't understand. Rabbi Meir, great Tana. Why Chazal tells us his grandfather is Nebuchadnezzar? You know why? Who is the great Rebbe of Rabbi Meir? Elisha ben Avua. Elisha ben Avua have nickname. His nickname is Acher. Acher, because all his students, all his chaverim say he is different. He is out of the way. We not care about him.
We live him. But Nebuchadnezzar, but Rabbi Meir, he say, he is my Rebbe. He is my Rebbe. And Chazal come and say about him, I said this briefly, and Chazal come and say about him, one day, everything in front of us, you can look at later, he drive off horse in Yom Kippur who take place for Shabbos. With cigar in his hand. And Rabbi Meir walk with them, and he say, Rebbe, teach me Torah. Teach me Torah. And they walk, and he talk to his students, Rabbi Meir. After 15 minutes, he say to him, Meir, I check my horse, how many steps make. I recognize this is a place of the Eruv. This is a place of Tchum Shabbos. Chazor Becha, go back. You cannot continue to walk. I'm Shagetz. I can, but you cannot. And Rabbi Meir say, Rabbi, come back, you also. Chazor Becha Afata. He say, I'm sorry, I cannot. I cannot. Echo come and say to me, Shivu Banim Chutz Miachem. He say, I cannot. Before he passed away, Elisha ben Avua, the students say, you Rabbi, Elisha ben Avua, go to die. He walked to his house, he said, no, now! And in this moment, he started to cry. And Rabbi Meir started to laugh. And he said, I'm sure my Rabbi make tshuva in the last moment. Why Rabbi Meir do this? Because he gets this from his grandfather Nebuchadnezzar. What Nebuchadnezzar get after he convert, this kind of perspective, what we can change everything. We never allowed to give up. This is what Chazal come and teach us. And from this reason, the last paragraph, ואמר רבי לזר, מיום שחרב את המקדש, נפסקה חומת ברזל בין ישראל לאביהם שבשמיים. From the day when Kashbor who destroyed the Mikdash, wall from metal divided between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why Chazal says this to us? To make us depressed? No! To give us more hope. To understand this only for metal is because it's only for metal we can melt. And we can melt, if we believe we can melt, we will do this. This is what David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. אחת שאלתי. אותה אבקש. In this way, if we will ask, is בעזרת השם, we be זוכה לראות בטוב השם בארץ החיים, and בעזרת השם, we will walk into great שנה, של כתיבה וחתימה טובה, שנה שקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא כל משנות לבנו לטובה, שנה של בריאות, של ברכה, של סייעתא דשמיא, של גאולה שלמה, and we will see how all the walls between us, to הקדוש ברוך הוא, between us, עם ישראל, from metal, melt, and בעזרת השם, we be זוכה, to גאולה שלמה, מתוך ברכה, שמחה והצלחה.